Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie Football was still ripping the Steelers to shreds from down in Florida last night as he watched them choke away a game. Their worst loss when leading after three quarters in a very, very, very long time, I think 40 years, to go into the fourth quarter with a lead and then lose by double digits. And so he was getting takes off, which we love. He'll be back tomorrow, just in time for Tomlin Tuesday. Yippee. His football topic, the Donnie Football Debrief, is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Charlie Board just had a pretty good Sunday because
the Buccaneers.
His Tampa Bay Bucks maintained their stranglehold over first place in the NFC South with the Saints, Panthers, and Falcons all losing. Atlanta, I think, had the worst loss in the NFL by far.
Dolphins.
Yesterday. Non-competitive at home against Miami.
Jaylen Waddle actually looked fast again in that game. Atlanta was so bad.
And I thought to myself, hey, the Steelers should trade for Jaylen Waddle.
And I thought to myself, thank God I picked the Buccaneers -4 as my money ball bet on our PM team picks on
but
our podcast
also,
page.
Thank you for your service, Mulsey.
But also after that, like, okay, you get Jaylen Waddle, then what? You've given up a lot of draft capital. Can he play safety? Can he get pressure on the quarterback?
Can he make adjustments defensively if you need to in the middle of a game?
I stopped and thought about this, too. Could you have a pair of inside linebackers who are more overrated than Wilson and Queen?
Somebody sent a message and said they should have just brought a Landon Roberts back, and it's very hard to argue that right now.
My God, I mean, all we heard about after the Browns game was, oh, Queen gets it now. He understands this defense. I think he's played two ghastly games in a row, and Wilson's supposed to be the guy at linebacker who covers tight ends and is a great, we saw it on the play made in Dublin, the effort play. This guy can run. He can run. And Kraft is lighting them up, and they're getting killed in the flat, and where are the guys in the second level at running back who are against running backs who are limiting gains to 5 or 6 yards instead of 15?
By the way, have you noticed how many pieces you've seen from people who cover primarily the Packers about the Packers finally got their offense in a true big time rhythm and how that scary they might be moving forward? Do you just want to pause for 1 second before Charlie gets the debrief in and note that they're talking about the Packers getting their mojo really going on offense against the Steelers? What a complete, like, abdication of what this franchise purports to be about, that teams are getting right offensively against the Steelers.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks in a row. And I saw some Steelers fans celebrating the Jets' win over the Bengals, which did help. But also the way it happened was not a good reflection at all on the Steelers. Cincy scores, Jets come back, score, crazy play. You've got Breece Hall throwing a touchdown pass. Oh, but here we go again. All Joe Flacco needs is a field goal to win the game at the end. And the Jets defense, the New York Jets defense, 0-7, stopped him at the end of the game. Flacco had, what, 240 yards passing? Nice day.
Yeah,
not an epic game like he did against the Steelers.
He had a couple big ones. I mean,
the Jets defense
was pretty good.
Did that to him.
By the way, you're talking about linebackers still. Did you see what Trey Essex tweeted?
Oh, he murdered Queen. I saw that.
From a former player, this is a lot different. This is the kind of guy Trey Essex sort of had to block a guy like Patrick Queen on like a blitz, you know? I don't know what's going on with Queen, but he is playing a soft brand of football tonight.
Yeah.
That is the dreaded four-letter S word from one player to another. Like, Trey Essex can say it, and it means it's a lot different than some Joe Schmo who's never played football at any level saying it. That's a dude who would have had to block Patrick Queen on, like, an inside linebacker, like an X-Blitz or something like that. A soft brand of football.
Chaz, what do you got for us?
The debrief, 10-27-2025. There's been a lot of talk about the Steelers being the most highest-paid defense and how their results do not reflect that. So I wanted to see if all of the other teams that have paid a lot of money for defense are getting the same results, or are they getting
better ROI?
The bang for their buck.
ROI, baby. Let's talk ROI. Then we'll talk NIL.
The second highest payroll for the defensive side of the ball is the New York Giants. They rank 29th in yards per game allowed.
Okay.
The Indianapolis Colts rank third with $133 million. They rank 24th in yards per game allowed. The Washington Commanders, $128 million, 27th in yards per game allowed. And the Chicago Bears, with $125 million, 25th in yards per game allowed. So none of the teams in the top five of the defensive payroll are getting a good return
other than the Colts
on investment.
Here's my take on that. I think offensive players, the important ones that are expensive, age better than defensive guys. Quarterbacks and offensive tackles. I think those guys get big money on offense. We see great quarterbacks play into their 30s, and sometimes they're better in their 30s than they were in their 20s. It's very rare, I think, for guys on the defensive side of the ball to have their careers go that way, Cam Hayward being an exception to that. When you're paying guys on defense, you're paying them for what they did in the past. And it's a young man's game. I think Philly is one of the cheapest defenses in the league. They did last year.
They have the second cheapest.
So it hasn't really played out this year that way, but last year they had the cheapest and they were the best defense. When push came to shove, they completely dominated the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
They had to pay guys like Zach Bond. I heard you wrong, Charlie. I thought you said Indy ranked third. You said 24th. They were the third highest spend.
Yes.
I think it's something even simpler. I think this drives home a very basic point about the modern NFL. It is an offensive league. It is a quarterback's league. It is pay your offense and stay young and cheap on defense.
I'm glad you brought that up, Malzie. Because I have the top five offensive side of the ball payroll and their current ranks.
Yep. Oh, I can't wait for this.
The Cincinnati Bengals spend the most money on their offense with $159 million. They currently rank 29th, but we all know without Joe Burrow, that takes a massive hit.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
So then I added the sixth place team. The Rams in second place with $155 million. They rank sixth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, pretty good.
The Kansas City Chiefs, $151 million. They rank fifth. The Atlanta Falcons rank fourth with $148 million. They rank 15th, so middle of the pack, but still in the top 50%.
Top half. Yep. Top half.
The Detroit Lions, $140 million. They rank eighth. And because the Cincinnati Bengals were the exception to the rule, I included the sixth team, which was the Dallas Cowboys, and they rank second in yards per game allowed. So we can all agree, class, pay the offensive side of the ball, and let the defense figure itself out.
But part of paying the offensive side of the ball is drafting guys, and then they play well on first contracts, so you give them big money for second contracts. Look at all the guys the Steelers have used those picks on and where they are now.
Kenny Pickett.
Najee Harris turned out to be just a pedestrian running back. Kenny Pickett is a backup quarterback.
They traded George Pickens because they couldn't deal with the headache.
Exactly. So part of the reason why they're not spending a lot of money on offense is because they're not producing. They're not finding offensive players. The guy
speaking of this year's third round pick on offense, how many snaps he play?
Caleb Johnson, you tell me.
Zero. point
yeah.
zero. Off to a great start there. Anyway, Pony, sorry.
Yeah, but that's my argument there. I mean, you don't want to spend money on bad players, and they've drafted a lot of bad on the offensive side of the ball. In the case of Pickens, they just said bad guy, not bad player.
Who's trending from, like, even last year's draft class that it's an offensive player that they picked who you're like, yeah, he'll get a second contract for decent money here? Here. Frazier?
Yes.
Fautanu? Jury out.
Yep.
Because he hasn't played much. Roman Wilson? No.
No.
Mason McCormick? He maybe get a second deal,
He's
maybe.
He's not going to break the bank, though.
No. Go back another year, Pony. Offensive players, Broderick Jones, pains me to say it. No way.
Darnell Washington.
He's not going to break the bank.
Unless they make him a tackle.
True. Spencer Anderson.
No.
The way they like to run offense, they might. Calvin Austin, to go back to that Hayward or the Pickens and Pickett draft. No, he's going to get, what's he going to get on the open market?
Calvin Austin?
Yeah.
Probably like a $6 or $7 million receiver, tops.
Connor Hayward. He might not get another contract. Chris Oladokun, two-time Super Bowl champion, you know? Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's you're right on the money. They've made very... Kendrick Green, forgot about him. Did you say him?
I did not, but
you know
right.
who, of all the offensive players they've drafted in the last 5 years, you know who's made the most money in free agency? Dan Moore Jr.
And that might actually help the Steelers get a better comp pick because he's playing, even though I don't think he's playing well. The Titans in general stink. Chaz, thanks for a good update.
Does anybody call you Chaz other than Pony?
A good debrief.
Yeah, I've been called many things as time has gone on in my life. Chaz is being one of them. Charlie Tuna, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Tuna? Like Charlie
the Sunkissed Tuna.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Here's Alex on the fan. Hello, Alex. Hello.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Alex, you there? Nope. Here is Josh in Wexford. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
What's up, Josh?
Hey, so I was calling to discuss some potential trade deadline acquisitions that we can make. Since you guys mentioned last week that we need to go all in on offense and not worry as much about adding pieces to the defense. So I think we need to add another wide receiver. And I know New Orleans is looking to shop Rashid Shaheed. I think he's a guy we could potentially get if guys like...
Let me ask you a question, Josh. I'm going to ask you a question. I know the Steelers are in first place still. They are not the betting favorite to win their division anymore. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being honest, do you think that the Steelers should be buyers or sellers at the trade deadline?
I definitely don't think they should be sellers. I really don't think we're out of this, especially with the situation we're in. And
all right, let's say they grant your wish. They trade for Rashid Shaheed. With this defense, would you pick them to win a playoff game?
Not with the way the defense is playing.
And how
right
does Shaheed help their defense?
Helps their offense score more points.
You're exactly right. Yeah, I'm just basing off what you guys said last week on going in.
Well,
on
I didn't say that. Joe said that. And I didn't think Joe was like out of his mind by saying that. Joe's point was just like, look at the defense as a lost cause and lean all the way in on offense. The problem with that for me is there just are not many teams ever that have won a lot of playoff, like, you know, like have had good Januaries who are that imbalanced. Like, the worst you'll find is
Denver with their defense actually being great in 15.
Or, you know, Kansas City maybe one year had a middle of the pack defense.
But then they would play better, I feel like, in the postseason,
sure,
too.
Yeah, right. This defense is straight up, flat out bad. Really bad in certain places, like, I don't know, playing defense against a quarterback who's going to throw the ball instead of hand it off. And look, maybe as much as 5 days ago, Rashid Shaheed, Chris Olave, all those guys. Yeah, I'm interested. It ain't going to make a difference if you play defense like this. And who's optimistic that it's going to change? Raise your hand and call in at 412-928-9370.
Would you buy or sell right now? I'd sell whatever parts you have that you think you can offload.
I'm not, like, I'd listen on anything. So I guess to answer your question, like, am I going into it thinking I'm going to subtract from this team? No. But the Bills lost Ed Oliver. If Cam the Bills Hayward. Called and said, we'll offer you a second round pick for Cam Hayward, he's on his way to Buffalo tomorrow.
And he should be. I thought about that. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw the Ed Oliver injury news. I said, you know.
What was that? What the heck was that?
That was a sneeze.
It sounded like, I'm going to make
it the sound. It sounded like Michael Jackson in a music video.
I'm going to make the sound off mic that I heard in my ears.
What was that?
I didn't know if you guys
through,
could hear that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. These are supposed to be soundproof walls.
They're not.
Shimona!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.